crossover is
crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. What up, boys?
Hello.
How we doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah. Good. Good. Everybody good? Everybody doing well?
Yeah, I was out there. I did my second gas mill yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And I was kind of...
Striper good?
Well, I was kind of doing it to shame my new neighbor a little bit.
That's right.
And then he got out there... And he had a vacuum cleaner, you know.
Wait, what?
He had a Lib machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he couldn't get it to work. He got on the phone with some people for a second. I still haven't met the guy. He
couldn't get it to work.
You're eavesdropping on this entire process.
Well, I'm mowing, and he's out there, and I'm like shaming him into mowing his lawn completely.
Was he like on YouTube watching stuff to try to see
how
it works?
He hopped on the phone for a little bit, and then he just packed it in, took it inside.
No.
So his lawn is still not mowed, and so mine has been twice.
You know, you could just be a good neighbor and go over and help him out.
I will not be mowing anybody else's lawn. No, thank you.
But can we talk about whether it be you mowing your neighbor's lawn?
I'm not doing it. Nope. Not.
Or the professional lawn keepers?
Yeah.
Have you ever, like from afar, either they've worked on your yard or you've watched them, how they attack somebody's yard?
Oh, it's quick. It's precise.
We should maybe start thinking about having them more involved in how we run the country. Mm-hmm. Because the truck pulls up.
They don't line it up. They don't look at it. They just
so the
get
truck
into it.
Pulls up.
And why is that a good thing?
Well, I want
them to care.
No, they do care.
They do. They do a great
but
job.
But they are a machine. Yeah. The truck pulls up in front of your house, and there are five guys that all have a mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once the truck stops, they go into action.
Yeah.
One guy goes left. One guy goes right. One guy goes to the middle of your lawn. The other guy does something else. They all have a purpose, and they all like immediately go to work, and they get it done. Yeah. And then they're back in the truck, and they're on to the next job.
It's like a military unit.
There's no, like, you know, what are we supposed to do here?
Yeah.
One guy's doing
flank,
the edge.
You're right flank. Yep. I'm right down the middle of the lawn.
You got the edger. You got the mower himself. There might be, I don't know.
I think sometimes I think sometimes a little indecision and thinking about it is good. You know, a little analysis. What's going on here? What do I need to do?
And then
you look around your yard afterwards. You're like, you missed a spot.
Hey, you missed a spot. What happens when you have a little analysis and some hesitation?
Paralysis.
You die?
Yep.
The Navy SEALs don't go.
You hesitate,
hey,
you die.
I wonder what
this isn't war. This is not war. This is art.
But, Connor, think of most of
those. It is a war on your lawn.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Do you think there's anything they haven't seen?
You guys have to approach this with a little bit of a softer touch here. This takes finesse. This is not I'm going to ram it down your throat. Like, this is not, I'm just going to run 21 dive all day long until you stop it. This takes... This is important. Like, this has some levels to it.
Okay, so in a lot of the lawn services that I've seen, you wouldn't know if someone took their time or if it was...
Are you sure?
Someone that just showed up and said, I already know what I'm doing, so I don't need to hesitate, because they've been in it long enough, they've seen every yard. They know the contours of the yard. They don't need to analyze it.
If you want a job,
and it's still going to look good.
Say if you want a job done right, you just do it yourself. You know,
on this radio station?
Yes, I believe it is.
Maybe. Yeah, something like that.
You don't think the country would be better if we let people from Chick-fil-A that do the drive-through landscapers, lawn keepers?
Oh, but the Chick-fil-A people have a really
good system.
They have a great system, and they move quickly, but you never get the sense that it's rushed. Sometimes I watch the, and this is not any call out of any particular lawn service. But sometimes I watch them unload the truck. You know, they get out of the Humvee, and you know, they just go. They just go. And I would just like to see a little bit of, you know, a little bit more care.
Well, they got
taken
time for that.
Sometimes
they got to get to the next one.
This is not
got a tight schedule.
See, I don't care. Like, you know, then cut one off your schedule. Like, I want a little bit of precision.
Okay, hey. If you see a real bad performance,
why does my
then
lawn?
I'm with you.
Yeah, why does my lawn? care about your time and how many lawns you have to mow today.
I think to Gary's point, because they get out, they do it, they know their job, but they do it well. It's just very precise. It's very quick. Now, if all of a sudden there's crooked lines and zigzags all over the place and there's no rhyme or reason, then okay, I'm on Team Connor there, but I
just want to make sure everything's clipped.
That hasn't been my experience.
I have so much respect for them, because then they not only do their job with precision and the good ones. I mean, there are some bad ones out there, but have you ever watched landscapers and lawn keepers eat lunch? It is a precision.
Because they got 15 minutes.
Because God bless them. Yeah, they got 15 minutes, and you know that their wife or whoever is making their big lunch box.
Yeah.
That is like a 5-course meal that is in there, and it's all separated by a napkin. Like one layer, napkin, now onto the next layer.
Okay, I've never seen this.
Yeah.
I mean, so you have to have time management skills because you're focused. You're not there just messing around while you're eating. You open up your big lunchbox and you go right to town.
I hope so.
Because you know you got to go right back to work.
Yeah.
So there is no downtime.
That's how you do it.
There's no fiddle faddle that is out there.
One thing to another.
Unless it's a bag of fiddle faddle.
But the thing is,
is underrated.
I want no crumbs left, you know, in the lunch. Like I want, if we're making the transition back to the actual yard, no crumbs left.
So there's your lunchbox involved.
No blades of grass that are sticking up. Every little corner that is tightly kept, stuff like that. Like, so, you know, I want myself to be in charge of that, and so I'm going to be. There's not going to be any services coming to my house. Sorry. By the way, we get a YouTube comment here from Mason Daniel. He says, some analysis about mowing your grass. Let's maybe dial back how seriously you take yourself when it comes to your lawn. I'm just saying, if you want a job done right, you do it yourself. That's all.
Do you need analysis on your yard? You're familiar with your yard enough now where you know the route you're going to take.
No, but I, you know, I'll take a look at it at the end. And
we always take a look at the end just to admire.
No, but it's not out of admiration. Partly out of admiration, but it's also out of, okay, what did I screw up? Did I miss anything? I have to go back out there?
You should be confident that you got it all because you've been doing it for so long.
Not blindly. You got to have that analysis every single time.
How many times do you have to go back and do something?
Very rarely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very rarely.
Just trust yourself.
You know what you should do? I know you're a big gas mower guy.
Yeah.
This is like 1620, the gas mower.
Yep.
A friend of mine across from her house, the guy has a rather large yard. He has the Roomba lawnmower.
Yeah, I've seen that.
One of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah. It was weird.
It doesn't do a bad job. Like
He has a
program. Now, I would never go there because there's something about power in your hands and the push and the smell.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But
true.
It does do a really good job.
Now,
I mean, it's out there and it's just all over the place. And by the time it's done, the yard looks normal.
I think
the neighborhood kid came and got $25 to mow the lawn.
I need a pattern. I need at least some straight lines. I don't ask for much.
I hate robots, so.
But I saw one in our old neighborhood.
The AI guy, Connor Happer.
It was just going around willy-nilly. And I didn't see the end of it, but there was probably some circular angles, then some straight angle. It was just cutting the grass. That's its job, is to cut the grass, not to make it look pretty, I guess. But if you're cool with that, fine.
Question for the room.
Couldn't be me.
No,
can you take back socks that you've worn to the store?
Have you?
How many times have you worn them?
Tried this?
I was all excited to get no-show socks because it's that time of the year. It's patio season. It's iced coffee season.
It's top of the foot season.
It is suns out, guns out season. So I went with the no-show socks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they are the most uncomfortable things that I'm wearing right now.
I don't think they're really built for comfort.
Yeah, there's nothing to them.
I want built for comfort. Here, let me show you.
They cut off the middle part of your foot.
Yeah, they fall off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's just kind of part of the deal.
Yeah, you know what you're getting yourself into. If you're going to go full no-show, then you got to...
They're like terrible socks. They don't go up on my heel. Yeah.
Well, that's
far enough.
Yep. That's yep.
And then they've got the open on the top of the foot.
Yep.
I don't like them. I made a mistake. I thought I would like them. They looked really great when I was standing there looking at them.
Gary,
now I'm wondering if I can just take them back.
Don't be mad at the sock. It's not the sock's fault.
Yeah, this was a decision.
You have chosen to go down this route, and you are mad that the no-show sock does not have enough grip on your ankle?
Yeah.
That it would make it show. Yeah. What you are not prepared for is no-show socks
I've ever worn. I've had other no-show socks which have the grip on the ankle. These don't. They're defaulting socks.
You're not prepared. You're not prepared for no-show socks, it appears.
Oh, I wear no-show socks. I have to because I used to not wear socks, and then it just was bad.
Oh, stinky. Your shoes stink up so fast.
Yeah, and then
I'd
get, like, blisters. Mm-hmm. So right. I've worn no-show socks. I went and got these. I was so excited because they looked really cool. But do you think if I went back to this place and just brought them? I could say, hey, these aren't for me.
I am not the kind of person who would ever attempt that.
Would you exchange them?
Yeah, yes, I would exchange. Okay. I don't want my money back. I'll exchange them for socks.
I bet you could because
socks.
I feel like you have to admit some things to the clerk. Like, hey, yeah. I thought I was ready for this.
Yeah, this isn't what I expected.
Don't you take back a piece of clothing and go, hey, it looked great on the rack. Yes, yeah. I did not go and try it on before I left the store. But then I put it on and it's just not for me.
I think all of it's fair except for underwear. I think everything is returnable except for underwear. Once you put that on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you could take
you assume
back
the risk.
You could take back basically anything.
Yeah, right. I mean, you probably could take back underwear. I would.
You could like
that's where I draw my line.
You
morality.
Could probably eat a McChicken and then say, actually, I didn't like it. Can I have my money back? And yep. They'd be like, sure.
You know, these yep.
Nobody cares.
They don't want the confrontation.
Yeah.
No, because I overheard a conversation that there is a limit on how much of the sandwich that you've eaten before you can get your money back.
Okay.
Where at, do you know?
What is it, 60%?
No, it was at a fast food place.
Okay.
40%? Two bites?
They had like only about 25% of the sandwich was left, and they say, I don't like it.
Something's wrong.
That's too
you're
much.
Running a scam. Yeah. So this person behind the counter was like smart enough to go, nah, you know, we do have like a limit. Like, you know, one bite, you're like, this doesn't taste very good. Hey, we'll make a new one.
Yeah, that'd be
you.
Me. Yeah. I'd be at the counter. I'd be like, sir, you ate that sandwich.
This
like
is
you,
cold.
Yeah. Like I can get you a new sandwich, but you're gonna have to.
Have
pay
you guys
for
ever
it.
Done that though, where you've bitten into a sandwich or anything, and you're like,
realize it's the wrong thing,
or it's like something's off here, and then you do another bite, and then it validates it. I mean, if I take that second bite though, have I gone over the threshold?
Yeah, 95% of the time, I just live with it.
Yeah,
I just deal with
it. I'm with you.
I've assume never that I have it. Faulted in some.
Yeah,
well, there's also the
I've never returned.
You're afraid of. Sending it back to the kitchen.
Yes,
no and one all would. The horror stories yep. that mm-hmm. could happen.
I've seen the movie Waiting.
Maybe this is why I don't have more money, but like I just am not. I just don't care about my $2. It's like it's fine.
Like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Of what I might be ingesting here in about 20 minutes.
It's fine. It's all going there. It's probably like you gave me the wrong thing. All right, I'm just gonna eat it.
I'll be back.
It's okay.
I'll get it right next time.
Yep. A good question from Iowa JD.
Long time
Gary.
No hear.
What?
Long time no hear from.
Yeah, where you been, Iowa JD?
Oh, he's...
It takes about Caitlin Clark. Gary, how poor are you that you're returning socks? What do they cost? About $8?
Oh, socks are expensive now.
We need to get you a
These
full...
These socks were like $17.
Umpiring schedule this spring and summer if returning socks
no,
is an
because,
option
okay,
for you.
So I don't like them. I'm probably not going to wear them again. What am I going to do with them?
You're going to throw them away.
Make sock puppets.
Am I going to just donate them?
Let them sit.
Socks are expensive. Like the sock game has gotten aggressive and very competitive.
No, much more technology
thus,
too.
Us that just like the white sock, we are paying for it because the sock price has gone up. And instead of getting four, there's now like the 3-pack.
Yes.
I haven't bought socks in a long time.
Because your wife takes care of them?
No, I just don't have new socks.
You
I
don't
have a bunch of socks that I've been wearing.
I'm usually
for a while.
Once every couple of years, maybe 3 years.
Yeah, probably.
Once I start wearing holes in them.
I'm nearing the end of my cycle now, okay. But like, I haven't bought socks
when
in a while.
When I'm walking on the floor and I can actually feel skin to floor, and I look at the bottom, I'm like, ooh,
time
there's a
to
hole
go.
There. Yep.
Time right. to go to the store.
Yep. Mom's usually good for a package at Christmas. So.
Yeah, see, there
That's
you go.
That's true.
And there was a time that I got really pissed off when I got socks for Christmas. Now I actually really appreciate
it. Yeah, exactly.
My Mary died, so I'm getting socks at Christmas, like, has been out for about 10 years.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. So you have to buy your own socks.
Because she was the aunt that would give you a Christmas, she would put money in your Christmas account, and then she would give you tube socks and underwear.
Nice.
I mean, when you're young, you're like, hey, this is kind of cool. But as you get a little bit older and you're in your 20s and it's still happening, it becomes creepy. Or Aunt Mary had, dementia.
Were those checks getting a little bit off kilter in the old Christmas account?
Chemical bank.
Obviously,
what's a Christmas account?
So
don't they just like give you $10?
She sent me a birthday check every day this week.
So she set up a Christmas account at a local bank in her city, and every year she would put money into the Christmas account. And so
how
basically
much?
In ten, she would put like $50 every Christmas.
Well, you need a whole account for that.
Well, I think it was like, hey, this is what I'm doing for you for Christmas. You know, when you're a little kid back then, it's kind of cool.
Sure, you have
and
a
she
new
kept,
bank
And then
account.
It was always in the family that when you turned 18, you could have that money.
Yeah.
Now, I never got the money, so I think somebody, you know, maybe they opened a casino in Aunt Mary's town in southern Iowa, so maybe she used it. But yeah, okay. She put $50, and then you would get a notice. There'd be like a gift card. Aunt Mary has put $50 into your Christmas account.
Wow. Wow. I never heard of doing it that way. I just always got the $5 in the envelope.
You see Fremont
for a silver dollar.
I think it was just so that, you know, it would have more value to you when you got older.
This sounds a lot like the Human Fund.
It does actually.
You guys never had a Christmas account? Like a grandparent or something?
No, I'd get like a Christmas.
No, just a card. Just a card.
There'd be open up the card and there's the little slot that you know something's in there.
Yeah, straight cash, homie.
And you let it fall onto the floor while you read the card. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you act like you're reading the card, but you're really trying to count how much money's down there.
Yeah, one of my great grandmas would give us all like a stick of gum, and you know, like Merry Christmas. You know, like nice.
Just a lone stick of gum.
Yeah, a stick of gum, big red gum. Big red gum.
She's on a fixed income.
I had an aunt. I had an aunt who was big on the $2 bills. I think she worked at the bank. The $2 bills and the silver dollars.
Yep. Or so my dad would do that. One of our grandpas that we didn't get to see a lot because he lived in Seattle. He would send my dad money, and so my dad would then in turn go to the bank and get the most crisp bills. Like
$2 bills though.
We got $2 bills, and then we get like a $5, but they were so crisp you didn't even want to spend them because it was like art.
Yeah, I know. Really cool. But I did end up spending them.
No, I did too.
It
took me one more day than I would have.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably shouldn't have because those are out of circulation.
And those cards too, they could have written F off Merry Christmas and I would have known because I don't think I ever read the card. I never read the card.
Mm.
Just
didn't even give him the courtesy fake read of the card.
Yeah, I think I probably looked.
You stared at it.
Yeah, I didn't process what was actually on the card because I was curious on, hey, did we get a raise this year? No? Okay. No.
Nope. How about a cost of living increase, Grandma?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I think one of them had a pretty strict, like, once you turn 18, you don't get anything from me anymore.
That was Aunt Mary because it was the Christmas account.
Yeah, the Christmas account. Christmas
fund. But unfortunately, she did have dementia. So one of the things she did remember is Christmas time. So, yeah, I'm in college and I'm still getting a present from Aunt Mary, and it is tube socks and
nice
tidy whities.
Nice. I would think as you grew older, you would appreciate that more and more.
I would definitely appreciate the socks.
I think as you get older, you don't really have as many people that appreciate the tidy whities.
Yeah, you don't need the tube socks. That's You should have called her and said, let me give you, you know, switch these out. It's 2020, you know, whatever year it was.
Negotiate your Christmas gift.
It's 1995 now. Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you a little secret. Nobody's doing this anymore. It's not 1978.
Yeah. Aunt Mary and Uncle Bill they must have had something going on. They were couponers.
Oh, okay. Extreme?
Yes.
Nice. That's cool.
They would go to the grocery store, because I remember as a youngster going with them, and you'd get, you know, they'd get the regular groceries for a family of three, and you'd get up to the checkout, you know, it'd be $120 or whatever, and then here would come Aunt Mary with her envelope and her little book that categorized all the coupons, and she'd be pulling them out, and I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then they were getting refunds in the mail. And then what I got excited is because they were making money. Like, they were making money on, like,
buying groceries.
Buying,
yeah.
Yes. Sure. Yep. I'm like, this is a hell of a racket you got going on here.
Did,
God, remember the coupons.
Did they, to pay for their groceries when they had to pay for them, would they pay for them with a check?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a check was involved. Yeah.
Check. Get out the checkbook.
The ID was written on the top of the check.
Yeah.
Who can I make this out to?
Yep. Who should I make this out to? Target, please. The Target Corporation.
Can you write a check at Target anymore?
Ooh.
No.
I would imagine they'd have to. They have to continue to let the old people write checks.
Yeah, the rarity of actually going into a aisle that has a person.
That's true. You have to wait in line for 6 hours just to find somebody.
Is there a check function on the self-service?
I don't think so. I don't.
I don't think so. Can't just slide a check through one of the little rollies?
What type of payment does Target accept? Target Circle, Target Debit, third-party credit cards, third-party debit cards, Target gift cards, third-party gift cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, EBT, no checks.
Apple Pay and EBT, that all took over the check. They got phased out. They got muscled out by technology. Sorry, checks.
Third-party credit cards, gift cards. Merchandise voucher.
Personal checks.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Personal checks.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, personal checks. Oh. Target stores accept personal checks.
Can you get cash back?
Rebate checks,
I remember that was a thing.
Can I write this check for more than the amount?
No, that was a thing. I remember somebody in front of me would do it. Well, I don't know, the same person, but it happened to me a few times. And the person that was in front of me, they would write the check, and it was an older person. And that's how they got cash back.
Let me write this out for $80.
Yeah, and their groceries were like $40.
Yeah. Mike says, yes, they run the checks like debit cards, and they give you the check back.
Okay. Oh, whoa.
For your files.
It's like when you start a tab. Like, no, you're taking this debit card back, man. Oh, okay.
I would just like to one day.
Where are you going? I got it right here.
Write a check and just troll of like taking forever to fill in everything. And then,
and
then
you can make a YouTube video out of it.
You go into your ledger.
And you balance it?
Yes.
What a great Black Friday bit.
That would be. Oh, hold on. I'm not quite done yet. I got to balance it.
And just have a second camera
in there.
And
then someone grumbles, and then you look back and be like, if I don't put it in the book, I won't remember.
That's exactly right.
I think this could be a good bit, but we'd have to team up. So you'd have to be the person behind me. Mm-hmm. But then we'd all cause all kinds of commotion.
Yeah, you'd be like inciting riots behind the person. You'd be like, what's the deal with this guy writing checks?
Oh, brother.
Am I right? I hate when this happens.
I'm just going to, you know what? I'll just pay for it. I got cash. What do they owe you?
Yeah, that actually it might be a good way of getting something for free.
Yeah, somebody just here, and then somebody does a tab.
And then when you walk away, like, I'd love to pay you back, sir. Do you accept check?
I will buy the bag of M&Ms for you.
You pull the dude, Ezra, and Lebowski.
We value our time more than we value our money, I think.
That's true.
I'm definitely one of those people.
That's why I'm on the tap. Boom, tap, boom, in and out.
Yep,
tap is pretty sweet.
You have to think about it.
The tap is awesome.
At Costco, they tell you, like, hey, just you could just tap it while they're still scanning the groceries, and it'll charge it at the end. I'm like, awesome. I got my wallet already in my back pocket. I am out of there.
Felt like a boss first time I tapped it. I'm like, damn.
Out of there.
I am in with technology.
Careful. All right. Have a wonderful Thursday show.
Thank you. Will.
I love that hat.
We're expecting great things of ourselves.
I enjoy it as well.
How about Ken Griffey Jr. was the first to wear 42. He went to Rachel Robinson in 07 and asked if he could before any in Major League Baseball did anything.
Nice. Good job. Good facts.
Sometimes you have to ask forgiveness instead of permission.
Yeah.
I hope that I hope they're back at the College World Series this year. They had some sweet lids.
Oh, yeah.
Baseballism? Oh, the baseballism guys?
Yeah, they've been going strong for a while now.
They're a staple now. All right. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
That's Crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha. At everlevelconcrete.com. It is Thursday. We'll start things off next.
That's the Crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.